right. Would Esmeralda buy that? That's the question. The eternal question. Really? Now, what order are we going to go in this time on who's going to guess first? Because I know
Dan should go first this time.
Dan should go first this time. You want to go last again, Vic?
That would be great.
Okay.
Reverse strategy from last time.
Dan, you're going to go first. I'll go second. Vic will go last on our guesses. All right. Are we ready for our first item up for bids here on it's not The Price is Right. But are we ready for the first item? Okay, here we go. This was submitted by a listener. Our listener, Hannah. Hannah is wondering if Esmeralda would buy the Octodog Wiener Slicer. I just don't like the sound of that already. The Octodog Wiener Slicer. Turn your hot dog into an octopus. Simply place the Octodog Slicer over the top of your hot dog and gently pull up. The knife edge is attached to his tentacles, create legs while keeping the hot dog intact. You can even poke eyes into the hot dog to complete its transformation. $16 for the Octodog Wiener Slicer turns your hot dogs into octopus or octopi. All right, so that's the question. By the way, again, you can see all of the items that we're describing on our Facebook page and vote, play along at home, facebook.com/NickDShow.
By the way, real quick, I just realized, because it's an octopus on top that you hold, I guess.
Yeah.
I just realized that's the thing you hold and not the hot dog.
No, you don't hold the hot dog. You hold that.
No. I thought the thing with the eyes in the picture, I thought that was the hot dog.
No.
I don't know why.
Okay. You've been eating some weird hot dogs lately. All right. Dan, Octodog Wiener Slicer, yes or no?
So the Octodog Wiener Slicer is cute, and she does like cute items that go in a kitchen based upon that lemon squeezer thing we learned about last weekend. But if people go to our Facebook page and look at the second picture of like what they end up looking like.
What the hot dogs
and
look like.
Like That is frightening to me. I will have nightmares about this picture. So I will vote no. Esmeralda would not buy that.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. So, Vic, what do you say, man?
This is just ridiculous. You know how many hot dogs you could buy for $16, by the way? And it is scary looking. No, she would not buy that.
Wow. Okay. You're saying no. All right. I'm going to be the dissenting one here, and I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that, in fact, she would buy the Octodog Wiener Slicer because I think it's ridiculous. And I think Esmeralda has a nice taste for the ridiculous. All right. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
I'm going to say I do like the crispy edges of a hot dog,
mm-hmm.
but no.
Oh!
I would not buy that.
Wow.
You can do that with a knife.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll get it officially. Here we go. Come on, man.
I'm not the biggest fan of one-use items.
Oh.
It has to be really...
Like a multi-use.
Right.
Well, you could do it with all kinds of sausages.
No, because that would just come apart.
$4.15.
But, you know, if you had an Italian sausage, it would just crumble.
Oh, man, I would put pork sausages in there.
Yeah, but they would just crumble.
I don't know. Put all kinds of sausages in there. It would work. You're going to be busy tomorrow, Dan. Hello. All right. Oh. Okay, so we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then more. Boy, I'm starting off strong this morning. Holy cow. Vic and Dan are beating me senseless already this morning with would Esmeralda buy that. And we'll have more coming up. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. John requested Tom Petty to everyone's delight. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are in the middle of playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? Hi. And so far, I'm not doing well. Dan and Vic were both correct in saying that she did not want the item that made hot dogs look like ostriches. Not ostriches. That's the next one. Octopus. So the next one. Now, Dan, is this the item that you own?
This is the light version of the item.
Oh, it's the light version.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Next item is the ostrich pillow light version, sent in by our listener, James. Thank you, James. When traditional travel pillows just don't cut it anymore, it's time to bring in the Ostrich Pillow Lite. Provides two alternate positions, sleeping mask or neck support. Made with noise-reducing beads to block sound, designed to be incredibly lightweight and portable, completely reversible with an elegant gray coloring. Made with soft, super soft, flexible material. $39. Okay, now Dan, as the owner of the full version, which makes you look like a lunatic.
Correct.
This is the light version.
Right. So with my full ostrich version, it's basically like a mask that you wear over your head.
Right.
And there's like a little hole where you can, you know, stick your nose out. And depending on what you're in the mood for, either you cover your eyes and have your nose and mouth out, or you have your mouth covered and have your nose and your eyes out. And then there's two holes in the top of the head where you put your hands in so you can sleep.
In pictures of this, it looks like people are dead.
Right.
Like when you see someone like laying on a table with their head down, it feels as though when I look at these pictures, these are pictures from a crime scene.
Right.
All right. So you enjoy your ostrich.
I love my ostrich pillow.
Your ostrich pillow. Now, the light ostrich pillow is the question. And the question is not you liking it. The question is,
would Esmeralda like it?
Exactly.
I am going to vote no, because this basically just looks like a big scarf that you just put around your head. And if memory serves correctly, we had like a sleeping hoodie that also had like a zip up all the way to the top of the
head. Yeah, that's right.
And she was not a fan of that, so I don't think she'll be a fan
of
this.
Okay. Boy, Dan paying attention to the segments we do on this show. It's more than I can say for myself. Vic, in the newsroom, my friend.
This one's easy. It is known, widely known, that Esmeralda gets angry when things touch her ears, so no.
Wow.
I made that up.
I was going to say, she's in the radio business and has headphones on right now, so that might be a little difficult.
They're floating around my ears.
Yes. You got those special floating headphones.
I did.
Yeah, you got that from at Brookstone, didn't you? And they vibrate now when you sit in a chair. The ostrich pillow light. So, Vic, you said no. Dan, you said no. I'm going to say it's unanimous because I'm going to say no as well. So the real question here, back to Esmeralda, the ostrich pillow light version sent in by listener James, yes or no?
No.
How about that, everybody?
I like the one that Dan has.
You like the one that Dan has where you look like you've been killed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, the score is Vic and Dan 2 each, 1 for me. Vic, how does it feel to be a winner?
I'm in uncharted territory here. I'm not sure how to deal with this. I'm internalizing it. I'll get back to you.
You're internalizing it. That's fantastic. All right, next. The Robo Twist. Hey, by the way, speaking of Robo, I am showing RoboCop at my next film club on Tuesday, August 9th. Only $10. Parking is free. A great movie. One of the best movies of the satire science fiction 80s. And so come and see it. Go to carmike.com. Reserve your seats now, Tuesday, August 9th. Anyway, the Robo Twist sent in by our listener, Kathy. God, we got a lot of listeners who are participating. And if you want to participate, you're listening to this segment now. Get your little items ready and send them in for the next round. All right, Robo Twist. It's the robotic jar opener that easily twists off the toughest lids. First, place the robot on top of the jar and press the button. Next, the Robo Strong Vice locks down tight. Then the twisting actions unscrew the lid. Shipped direct from Canada, and it works on, that's important, and it works on any size jar. Ideal for seniors, kids, and those with arthritis like Fred Sanford. I got my arthritis. The cost is $19.99 plus $6.95 for shipping and handling. But the detail here I want everybody to remember is it's shipped directly from Canada. That, I believe, might put it over the top. Okay, Dan, the Robo Twist, yes or no?
Oh, Esmeralda likes a good challenge, but she also likes things done quickly and efficiently, so I will vote yes.
Yes on the Robo Twist. Vic Vaughn in the newsroom.
I'm going to say no.
Ooh, okay. You're going to say no on the Robo Twist. I am going to agree with the Dan. See, I'm Italian. Hey, but Mario, we're going to go get the monkey who's throwing the barrels.
How do you say Stallone?
Stallone. That's how Johnny Carson says it. Tonight on the show, Sylvester Stallone. Don Amici will be on the show to talk about Cocoon. So the robo twist, I'm saying yes. So, Vic, you're out on your own here, buddy. Not the first time. Okay. Esmeralda, the robo twist, yes or no?
I'm saying no.
Oh, Vic is killing it. Wow.
My parents have a thing that opens bottles. It's just a little, you just
It's
turn
like a
it.
Piece of rubber thing. You put
no,
it on.
Yeah, they have that, but they also have one that's like, it has a handle. And it looks like this, but you just, you turn it and it goes, boop, real easily.
Okay.
I don't need no robot to open my bottles.
Wow. Look at Vic is on fire while Dan and I are.
Dan, how's that button coming along? Are you going to get that up here before the shift's over?
You opened your mouth a little too early this morning, Dan. Got a little cocky. All right. We all going to turn on you like Ted Cruz, man. That's what's going to happen this morning. The entire audience is just going to turn on you.
Where's my wife?
We're going to have to escort your wife out. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up. After the news, more victory for Vic Vaughn. Ooh, how about alliteration? How about a little alliteration? What's happening? Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah.
John requested some Tom Petty. Nice choice, John. Triple Play Thursday. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WG, and we're having an intense battle this morning. Vic is just beating us senseless because Dan got cocky. That's what happened. This is would Esmeralda buy that? Right, Esmeralda?
Yeah. By the way, I'm starting to feel like Oprah. Like Oprah's favorite things.
Yeah. Well, does that mean you're going to give us each a car?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. Sorry.
How about a pair of floating headphones?
Those are specially made.
Specially made for you. Yeah. So if we look under our seats, nothing?
Sorry. Some gum. Some chewed up gum.
Oh. All right. Okay. Are we ready to continue? Vic is in the lead. Haven't said that much this year.
Aww.
I believe this is the first time
that you've had a lead.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yep.
I think you're right. You've been tied and you've been behind, but this is the first time Vic has had a solid lead.
I think we're all aware I've been behind before. Thanks for pointing that out.
Just wanted to be clear.
Captain
you know,
obvious.
I just wanted to be clear on the detail. Clear on the details. Vic with 3. Oh, Dan with 2. Me with 1.
Wow.
Don't push it!
I was going to say, you've tumbled.
Well, I'll tumble for you.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hey, do you know the Culture Club is going to play the Chicago Theater?
No, I didn't see anything.
It's going to be the greatest show ever in the history of shows. The entire original lineup at the Chicago Theater.
Oh, I didn't know they were all friends.
Yeah, well, they used to, you know, George. Boy George was a Captain Lover with one of the guys, and then
right.
They had a horrible breakup.
Yeah.
He wrote, "I know you'll miss me blind because of that."
Okay.
If you need to know more about Boy George, just email me.
Do you think they're going to do that one song about war?
War is stupid and people are stupid. He better, man. I'll rush the stage and start flipping tables like I would at the John Carpenter show if he didn't do the fog. I would have gone nuts. Luckily, he did it. I think wind got back to him. DiGilio's going to go nuts if he don't play the theme from The Fog. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Armpit air conditioners. You really got to see the picture of this one, folks. Avoid sweating. Boy, this is absolutely appropriate for this idiotic weather we're going to have for the next 3 days. Avoid sweating, pit stains, and body odor on hot days. You might want to get this now Everybody might want to just get up right now and buy it. Easily clips to your shirt sleeve or other garment. Directs a cool, refreshing breeze towards your armpit. It has three settings, powered by two AAA batteries each or via a USB. Coolers can run continuously. Can last from 5 to 9 hours depending on the setting. Cost is $36. It's currently only available in Japan, but that doesn't matter. So the question is, would Esmeralda buy the armpit air conditioners? Dan.
As we've heard for the last couple days, Esmeralda is not a fan of the heat.
Yes.
So I think she'll be a fan of the armpit air conditioner.
My question is it $36 for one armpit?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
I mean, I know the price. We don't really take in the price as much.
But I wouldn't buy anything then.
And if it was $36, I know you wouldn't. All right, Vic, what about the armpit air conditioners?
She wears a lot of sleeveless shirts. I don't think I've ever seen her wear a sleeve shirt, so no.
I'm wearing one right now.
Are you? Okay. I'm not very obsessed.
Vic begins his descent, I think, at this point.
Plus, she's ticklish.
Never seen
her with shirt sleeves.
You're ticklish.
It'd be very annoying to have cold air blowing on your armpit if you're ticklish. No.
All right, he's
final
no.
answer.
Dan, what did you say? I don't know what the hell's going on now at this point.
Yes.
You said yes. I am going to say yes as well, because unlike Vic, I have seen Esmeralda wear many, many shirts that have sleeves. Maybe it's the camera angle, and Vic can't see your sleeves when he's seeing
you. I even go in there and talk to
you. I know he does. I know you do. So okay, here we go. I said yes. Dan says yes. Vic says no. Esmeralda.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
I think that's neat.
Okay.
And that would be not just a cool breeze.
You would not wear that.
I would. I mean, I'd probably tuck it into something.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it can be inconspicuous, right?
You could probably put it on other things.
What?
I don't know. You could clip it on.
That's true. It could be multi.
On your shirt, put it on the top.
How about Dan and Vic? We can put it on the brim of our hats and have it blow right into our eyes.
I could put it on my bike helmet. My helmet has a little lip.
Yeah.
So I could put it on there.
Is that for your GoPro?
No, it's. What? My helmet.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I thought maybe you clipped on. That's where you clip on the GoPro.
No.
So you can do some wheelies.
Yep.
And document your wheelies. Document your wheelies sounds like it's dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Time to document your wheelies.
No, it looks like a little jockey.
Oh.
Helmet. You would know about these things.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. That's very funny. Dan is applauding now.
That's what you used to do.
I did. Yes, I did. I wasn't a jockey.
Okay. All right.
Jockey would indicate that I ran racehorses like Willie Shoemaker.
So you just pranced them?
I did. I pranced. That's what I did. All right. Enough. All right. All right. Are we ready for the? By the way, the score now is Vic and Dan are tied with 3 and I'm at 2. All right, the Armor Exoskeleton Arm Exerciser. Good Lord. Is that the guy from America's Most Wanted? Doesn't it look like the guy from America's Most Wanted, John...
Walsh?
John Walsh. Doesn't that look like John Walsh?
Dyed his hair, yeah, I can see that.
John Walsh getting all buff.
It's his son.
No. All right, are you ready? Here we go.
Old.
Anything you do will be a workout. Slip it on, program the resistance, and build your biceps. Set up to 50 pounds of resistance. It will strengthen your entire arm, burn fat and tone arms, even at low settings, build strength and endurance, stimulates repetitive muscle activity in the same way chewing gum does, and you'll want to move more. Strengthens cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and bone. Keep your hands free to continue with your business. Prices range between $59.90 and $99. The Armor Exoskeleton Arm Exerciser. Dan.
So, it looks... So, with the way it works, it's like a pulley system, right? So you have one side on your bicep, the other side on your forearm. And so you just move it.
Right.
You know, with all the sleeveless shirts that Esmeralda wears, it would be pretty
that's right.
conspicuous. I'm torn because I don't, you know, I don't think Esmeralda loves exercising, so this would actually be a good choice for her because it doesn't require a lot of exercise.
Mm.
But I'm still going to vote no.
You're voting no. All right. Vic Vaughn.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. You're saying no.
No.
All right. The Armor Exoskeleton Arm Exerciser. You know, there's a place there where you can clip the underarm, the armpit air conditioner right there on the end of that thing. I'm going to go along with the crowd and say no. All right. Esmeralda?
No.
All right. There we go.
No. Looks like you're wearing braces.
Yes, it does. It looks like
it's
an arm brace
much.
Of somebody. He almost looks like RoboCop. By the way, I will be screening RoboCop Tuesday, August 9th at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Okay.
And everything I do already is exercise for my arms. I played tennis, well, what I called tennis, and my arm is so sore.
Yeah.
So just any little activity, it's fine.
I remember
I don't
I went,
need a big old brace machine to do
it. I remember
me.
When I went bowling once. Years ago,
mm-hmm.
and my butt hurt for 3 days.
Wow.
My butt muscle.
You're okay.
On the left side, because I'm a lefty. I have no idea why, but my butt muscle, because when I finish, I'm on my left leg and my right leg is up or something when I bowl. I don't know, but my butt muscle in my butt cheek.
I would expect that's where it is.
Yeah, it's... Yes, that's right. What do you mean what you call tennis? What
It was a really sad version of tennis.
Oh, okay.
Serving it and then maybe getting it back.
Thought maybe it was you were playing Pong.
No, yeah, I was playing. Pac-Man was there.
Pac-Man? Yeah, Pac-Man. And I was helping out trying to get the monkey with the barrels. Trying to get my girlfriend. Luigi and me, Mario. Guy's name is Mario. So stupid. All right, we have to break here, and we have more items here. And again, you can see all of these items, facebook.com/NickDShow. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Would Esmeralda buy that? That's the question. She has the answer. All right, Vic has 4, Dan has 4, I have 3, like the owl and the whatever that, what was
Tootsie
the name?
Pop.
Tootsie Pop, yes. Roll, Tootsie Pop.
Mm-hmm.
3. Okay. Are we ready for our next item up for bids here on Would Esmeralda Buy That?
Yes.
3D door wraps. 3D door wraps. 3D effect technology creates lifelike murals that pop. They're door-sized stickers of idyllic scenes, famous places, and optical illusions. Sticks on smooth every time, peels off without leaving a mark. No wall liners or primers are necessary. Made from tear-proof, I was going to say, just in case you want to cry on it. Made from tear-proof, easy to clean, glossy, bubble-free, that is 100% durable. Easy to trim down to size using a pair of scissors or sharp utility knife for exact dimensions. The cost is $39.95. These are basically stickers that you stick on your door, and they have images that are 3D. So your door looks like there are many more doors, and you can reach in. It looks like little hallways, and you stick them, and it makes your door look weird and 3D. Okay, 3D door wraps. Dan. What do you say?
I would say not only would Esmeralda not buy that, I think it would make her uncomfortable. I could, like, see her at a party and, like, being like, hey, look at my 3D wall. And she'd be polite and be like, oh, that's cool. And then try to change the subject immediately.
And walk out.
Yeah.
That's quite a story.
Out of the many doors that would be present on the sticker.
Take her in half an hour to get out of the damn room. All right. Vic, Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm in agreeance. No, I don't think she'd buy that.
Oh. Okay. Dan, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago you made the move?
Right, I do remember.
I'm going to make the move. You guys both said no. I got to do something, right? I got to make the move. We're getting close to the end of the segment. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say Esmeralda would buy the 3D door wraps. And Esmeralda, what do you say?
No.
Had to make the move. I knew it.
Sorry.
I knew it.
I'm not in college anymore. These look like some college kid would get them.
Yeah. All right. And you don't blow weed. Because people
right.
who would blow weed would be like, put that on the door. Let's look at it for 3 days straight.
Yeah, they'd get real freaked out.
Let's just get the bong and look at the door for 5 hours. All right. Well, I'm done, basically. Five for Vic, five for Dan, three for me. All right. Wait, I didn't get my, That's right. Vic is just laughing away in the newsroom right now. All right, you ready for the next item?
Yes.
Okay. I know that it doesn't matter whether I would buy it or not. I happen to think this rules. I personally think that this item rules. The Polaroid camera toilet paper holder. Transform your bathroom experience into retro fun. Because, you know, that's what I want. When I go to the bathroom, I want retro fun. Yeah, I would actually, you know, now that I'm like 51 and the prostate starts acting up, I would enjoy some retro fun every once in a while in the bathroom. Playing on the design of a Polaroid camera, this holder dispenses a sheet of toilet paper like it was used to dispense film. Comes with one roll of colorful photo-style toilet paper. Can be used with any standard roll of toilet paper. One warning after using, don't shake it like a Polaroid picture. $19.99. All right. I do have a question about whether you can get refills on the toilet paper with the pictures on it, because that's part of the fun. You got regular toilet paper, it's going to be like, this Polaroid camera doesn't work. All right, Dan.
You can DIY your own.
Yeah, that's right. Dan, what do you think?
I think this is a gimme. I think this is a yes.
Okay. Vic Vaughn.
100% yes.
All right, I am also going to say yes. Esmeralda?
Yes.
No.
That is really cute.
Okay.
And then you would do the bathroom in some sort of style, like with the colors and the
right,
like a little retro, and then it has some stripes. You could do stripes in the bathroom. No, it'd be cute.
Okay. Now, would you be concerned about whether or not there were refills available on the toilet paper that just basically looks? By the way, for those of you who can't see it, if you're not looking at it, it looks like a Polaroid camera. And the toilet paper comes out of the slot where the picture usually spits out. So it looks like when you're pulling the toilet paper out, you are pulling the Instamatic picture out of the Polaroid.
I would probably not use the picture toilet paper and save it for when there's company.
When there's guests. That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
I see you've already planned how you're going to use this item that you're going to probably purchase. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Do we know how this is pronounced?
Lalas?
It's a lalas?
Lolas?
Lollipops.
Lalas?
Lalas, because of lollipops? Or lalos?
Like the Mexican restaurant?
No.
Lalos.
Great mole sauce.
Lalos, cavity-fighting lollipops. Stop cavities while enjoying sweets thanks to a newly developed extract. All natural ingredients include isomalt syrup, stevia, natural flavors, and the CaviBlock extract. The CaviBlock extract, developed by a UCLA researcher, will kill 99.9% of the bacteria in your mouth that causes tooth decay. Comes in three flavors, berry, orange, and lemon. Used twice a day for 10 days for desired results. Manufactured in the USA. The cost is a pack of 20 for $29.99. That's the Lalos. All right. Dan, lollipops that help fight cavities.
I was going to say yes originally, but the robo jar has me thrown off. So I'm going to vote no.
No. Vic Vaughn.
Okay. This is there's multi-purpose use for this, because if it kills 99.9% of the bacteria, it not only fights cavities, but bad breath. And she likes multi-purpose products, so yes.
So Dan says
bravo.
No.
Nice thinking.
Vic says yes. Doesn't really matter what I say, but I'm saying no. But this is the decider right here. This is the decider. Whether Vic gets his Vic might get his first victory. So Vic said yes. Dan says no. Doesn't matter what I said. Who cares?
Stay true to your heart, Esmeralda.
No influence whatsoever.
Wanna...
The Lalos, yes or no?
I'm very torn.
Okay.
I'll go with yes.
Oh my God, everybody! Vic Vaughn is the winner. Vic Vaughn is the winner. Yeah. Vic Vaughn, ladies
Good
and gentlemen.
Job.
Vic Vaughn.
Bravo. Your reasoning there, I don't feel bad. That was impressive reasoning.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't understand how you use them. Because so you use them twice a day, right? You eat them for 10 days. Is it like? So are you?
Then
good
you
for
have
a
to order.
Year?
Then you have to no. Then you have to order another $30 box. I think.
Well, no, because it's a pack of. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But for 10 days, like how long does that last?
10 days.
No, I know, but you know what I mean. Like for the results.
Oh, the results. Oh, I see.
Because they say for desired results, so is that like once a year? Yeah. I got to do this.
Yeah, or once a year. I don't know.
I'm going to just go to the dentist.
I would say, I think it's like every, my guess is it's every day. All right. Hold on a second. Oh, we're going to find out what's happening on the opening bell.
Oh.
And here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
It is a beautiful day outside. It's going to be 190 degrees.
Right.
And we actually have a pretty cool guest on first off this morning. GM has a new device in their cars that will alert you when you leave, if you leave your child or dog or whatever living creature in the back seat in the hot weather, because a lot of kids somehow die during the summer because of that. And we'll be talking about that. We're also going to be going over the conventions, why you should be watching and paying attention, all coming up next on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
Stay cool.
Looking forward to that. And good morning, everybody. And that's the final. Vic Vaughn, everyone, has won.
Yay.
Is that going to go on the website?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it'll be on the front page of the WGNRadio.com website.
Forget about
convention coverage. The front page is going to be Vic Vaughn won Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy that? What do we got here?
And Vic, I found a button for you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, Vic.
Greatest producer in the world right there.